it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know, I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me, and they just keep bugging me, there's bills on the side. Just me, it's just us, so come and bring us one time. You will have it. I'm not crazy, it's the desire. You're the one I'm crazy, it's the desire. You're driving me crazy, it's the desire. They take me in and introduce you. Said it was the only solution to get me needed. From that time to take you from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Said it, yeah, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her, and then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. She was good with her teeth. Not really about to see her teeth. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good deal, it's crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the dessert. You've got to be crazy. Here's the dessert. And take me in and introduce you. Said it was the only solution. You need from that love. And take me from the enemy myself. I'm sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to people crazy, leave me suffering at my face. By the time they pick my head, better leave me, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy, here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy, here's the dessert. You've got to be crazy, here's the dessert. And take me in and introduce you. Say what's the only person you can need if I'm not trying to protect you from the enemy myself.
That's right, stupid people. Oh, wait, no, you're crazy fuckers like myself. It's Monday night again, and it's time to go completely insane, crazy, whatever. Now, we all know who my co-host is. I really don't need to introduce him. Before he even opens his mouth, I've got something I need to say. I know a handful of people know how to fucking read. I really do. So, you know, before you challenge somebody, you might want to read that they don't accept challenges Sunday through Wednesday during stable battles, because it's just going to sit there. And then you're going to get pissy, and then you're going to come complain to me, and then I'm going to look at you and be like, well, you know, if you read, you'd know that challenges aren't accepted during certain days. So quit being fucking lazy, find out information, and do what the fuck you got to do, because guess what? I'm not accepting challenges right now, so those that are sitting in my inbox are going to fucking sit there until I feel like accepting them. And if they disappear, oh well, don't care. Anyway, what's up, Mordrin?
The fuck's up?
My attitude.
Yeah, what the fuck else is new?
Yeah, bite me, Barbie.
I'm looking for one. I don't see a Barbie anywhere, so I don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
Anyway, do you need to get stabbed tonight?
Nope.
Because I'm in the mood to stab people.
I see your husband's down there. I'm sure he'll volunteer.
Oh, no, Inception's down there, too.
Oh, there you go. 2 for the price of 1.
And I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure Rum will be here somewhere, and I've already been told I can start using him as target practice, too.
Yeah, what the fuck? Where is he?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he'll be here.
No, he's not.
He's gonna be. It's really weird that he's not here, because usually he's here by now.
I don't know, Inception. Don't know if you can hear me or not, but apparently someone can.
That is so true. That is so true, Doc.
Shit. Not on your life. Don't be mad because you got beat up earlier, Doc.
Why are you beating up on the boss, man?
It was a tournament.
Unforgivable.
It was a tournament, so nothing personal, just business.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I lost anyway. Rip didn't like me, you know, trying to pull the fucker's eyes out.
Quit beating up on the boss, jeez.
Well, that wasn't the boss. That was Count Z.
I see we have a lot of guests in chat. I know who at least one of them is. Where the hell are all my regular listeners, man?
Oh, well. That's a girl, not boy.
See, I know I was out. I know I spammed one out there, too. I've been bumping the scene all fucking day.
So have I, even though I got threatened to be defanned for it.
Eh, fuck that whiny tit little bitch.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that?
Tristiana not wanting to go to sleep.
Ah. Yep, I see you in queue there. Just have a couple of technical problems here.
Okay, Tanky. Okay. We need more spam, 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 spam.
Dez, what the
fuck's
up?
Oh, shit. If it ain't my stablemate. All right, I'm going to bring Tanky on. I hope she remembers how she's supposed to read chat tonight. What's up, Tanky?
Oh, fuck off. I'm sorry. It wasn't here I had to do the Muppets, was it?
Yes.
It was here I had to do the Muppets? Okay, Des, I don't know you very well, so I don't know what Muppet you're going to be. And,
Never mind.
Oh, no. Because we were sitting here and we were talking about it, and I go, well, the Great Red Dragon was here. He could be the eagle on the one that does the news. Okay, Count Zraithnok's not here, so he can't be Gonzo. So who's gonna be Gonzo?
Mordred. He's got a big enough nose.
See, that'll work for Dez.
Just because he has a big enough nose for women to slide down doesn't mean anything. So there. Don't stop the spam. Spam the spam. Punisher, you better spam or spam the spam, or else I'll spam you.
Spam.
Spam the freed.
Now we're getting some people in here. Come on, folks. Let's get it out there.
Okay, well. All right, Muppets. Fuck. You guys, I hate you.
No, you don't, because I have your hash brownies, damn it.
Are they spermicide free? They better be clean.
They are spermicide free.
Okay. All right, folks, and on air tonight, Asylum Radio, stop taking your meds and put on your straitjackets. On air with me tonight, I am lucky to have Paige and Mordrin. Mordrin, whip
what's
it in.
Up?
Yeah, whip it in, whip it out, whip it off, and worry. And Paige, you repoo. I'm looking.
Boy, never living that down after that last show.
No, you aren't.
I was here for the last show. Mordrin wasn't, were you?
Yeah, no, he's talking about Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Where that whole little saying just got brought up.
Hey, look, Gonzo's here.
Who? Yeah, Des, okay.
No,
all right.
Count's here.
Muppets. Oh, Count. Oh, yes. Count, I have the perfect Muppet for you. I'm so glad you're here. Don't even know. All right, but in chat, this is what we call the Muppet Show.
I love
okay.
My cookie.
I know you do. All right, and in chat, we have, all right, awesome Aussie B-Man. What Muppet can we give you? I, myself, am Miss Piggy, of course. So, Aussie. All right, to be perfectly honest, Ozzy, you remind me of, and if anybody watches the new Muppets, there's this one dude that's the stage manager right now, and he's really fucking cool, and he's got dreadlocks. You can be him. He's really fucking cool. He's a Muppet.
I was thinking
like
Beaker.
You. Oh, Beaker. Oh, well, all right. Beaker, he could do Beaker, because sometimes we can't understand what he's fucking saying, so that's all good. We also have Count Zraithnok, and Count Zraithnok gets to be Gonzo, and if you look, we have Camilla and his three chickens. Those are the guests. Oh, my God.
One of those, I know I know who,
Camilla
I know who one of the guests, well, no,
well,
I know who one of the guests is.
She said
well,
you're
it
Beaker.
It doesn't, okay, B-Man, you're Beaker. Count Zraithnok is Gonzo. We have guest number 1, 2, and 3, they're Camilla and her two friends, the chickens. Des Bryan, I do not know you, so let's see. Maybe I'll be nice and you can choose yours. You know what, Des? I don't know you very well, so you can choose your own Muppet.
That's a dead man walking.
Doc
if you
Payne.
Ask my husband.
Doc Payne is the doctor from the Lime and the Coconut sketch. Inception. Let's see. Inception. Inception. Oh, shit. He's one of the dancing Muppets at the beginning of the show. Sorry, because I don't know you very well. Punisher.
Damn, you're a bit player.
Yeah.
That's all
Punisher.
He ever...
Punisher can be... Oh, ding, on, you don't, ding, ding, bork, bork, bork. You get to be the Swedish chef. And Jonathan the Crafter Taylor can be... Oh, my God. We'll place him as animal.
That's guest 9644.
No. No, mm-hmm. No.
Because
he's Camilla.
I know
that
no.
Excuse me.
I don't know who.
It's her job. She gets to name it.
I know who guest 9644 is.
Yeah. Well, he's a key. He's
Tanky. 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 Tanky.
He's a chicken.
No. There's a reason.
Fuck. He can be Aussie and get nothing on that.
Check privates.
That's
9644.
But he's not. But 9644 kick you in the head. But yeah, he's not in the chat at this very moment, so I don't think that counts. Do you think so, Morgan? Because I don't. But I'm done.
Yeah, I got to name the person that's there. Guest is kind of bland.
Yeah.
I think I know who another one of them is, but.
Okay, let's see. But, honestly, he's not his job. Hey, man, call you Desiree, fucker, and I won't care. But anyway, so what's shaking? Do we have a topic for tonight or what?
No, we don't. I'm waiting for people to call in.
Do
oh,
we
look,
ever have one?
Look! And Realm finally decides to show up so I can
Inception,
stab
him. Inception, I do remember you, darling, but I'm really fucking stoned right now and full of strawberry banana parfait. So, yeah, my mind is clouded.
Hey, Realm, what the fuck's up?
Stop, Realm. All right, who can Realm be? Realm, fuck you. You just flew in so you can be Big Bird. Because boobs. You're right, Des. Because boobs. Yeah, man. Have you guys even checked out mine and Punisher's show yet? You can hit the replay.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
How's everybody else?
Oh, hey, Tanky, could you do me a favor?
I certainly can, Paige. What's up?
There's a basket underneath your chair. Could you hand it to me, please?
Come on. Duly noted. Here you go.
Thank you. They're the knives that Susie gave me Friday night that all have Realm's name on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I'm out of Garakoff. I'm out of Garakoff, by the way, just so you know.
We're not going to even talk about that.
I am so irritated
with him right now.
Fuck that little two-bit whiny-ass bitch. And I hope he listens to a fucking replay. If you got a problem with it, come find me.
He threatened to defame me because I kept... Because I was... No, Tanky, he threatened to defame me because I was sharing the show so it would get out there for everybody.
Okay, can you do me a favor, sweetheart? I need a muffin.
Muffin.
Normally I wait till later to go on one of these, but since his name came up and he was already one of my targets tonight... You overdone, steroided, dreadlock, worm-looking-ass motherfucker. You ever sit there and talk shit on my show again, I will find you and beat your little bitch ass so bad you will never know what the fuck hit you. Look, I'm popping up like you got us said. I don't know who the fuck you think you stole them from, because they sure as fuck ain't yours.
Oh, Lord. Mordrin's on one.
I got dreadlocks. I got steroids.
Oh, no, this case, I'll straight put his name out there. I'll say put his name out there. Garakoff, the whiny-ass little tip bitch.
Oh, you said steroids.
Like you're tough shit. Like you're tough shit, motherfucker, you're a bitch. Plain and simple. A straight-out bitch.
There's somebody that's supposed to be in my call queue that, is not... And if he doesn't show up in the next, 2 minutes, he's sleeping in the doghouse.
As I was saying, this is a motherfucker that sits there and will run across an entire feed and do nothing but trip over his own goddamn 2 feet because he's too stupid to know how to pick him up. And he's going to talk about, bitch about someone else sharing something for an actual purpose. Pull your motherfucking head out of someone's ass, whoever it is jammed up this week, because you damn sure can't get by on your own. And do something with yourself. Preferably go swallow some fast-moving buckshot.
Man, I come in late and we get all hell breaks loose. This is funny. It's what time?
Well, normally I wait till a little later in the show to, fire off on someone. And he was going to be the target anyway. His name just came up early.
He came early, did he? I thought that was usually happened to you. Usually come early.
Pre-ejaculation is a problem amongst North American men.
I don't know anything about that, and I don't want to know anything about his. I'd be surprised to even know which way to put it.
I don't know.
I don't want to know. Someone go find a local puppy dog. Maybe they might know. Probably the closest thing he can get. Fuck that motherfucker. He's got. Like I tell everyone else when they're a target, you got a problem? I'm not a hard man to find.
No, just go to a local bar or strip club and look for the nearest whorehouse. You'll find Morden.
More than likely. Actually, I've just been on the road this past week, so I haven't been not so much.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So what the fuck's been going on, Realm?
I'm still recovering from Friday.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a fun time with a bunch of ladies, and yeah, I didn't even have to pay for it, so.
I know.
Yeah, it was quite an interesting evening, shall we say. And those that didn't tune in, fuck, listen to the replay. It was hilarious.
Oh, it was great. That was actually one of the stops on my tour.
Yeah. Class has never felt
Inception.
So good. Oh, fuck, I just get here and people keep texting me. What the hell?
Yeah, I mentioned I was on the tour. That was actually one of my stops I made was the Realm show he's talking about. If you haven't heard the replay yet, oh my God, that is hilarious. If you ever want to hear about Realm getting his ass whooped, that was the show.
What do you mean whooped?
Shut up, Inception.
What the fuck? Did I hit you too hard upside the head earlier? Sorry, I don't swing that way. Go find Garfro.
So where were we? Come on, children.
Somebody sleeping on the couch. Someone's sleeping on the couch.
He gets the option of sleeping on the couch tonight. He doesn't have to sleep out the whole doghouse tonight.
No. I won't make him sleep out in the doghouse. It's too cold.
Damn.
Well, you know
he
what?
He can have the couch, but with
what?
No blankets.
Just give him the 30 below fucking sleeping bag. He'll be fine.
No. He can sleep on the couch with no blankets.
That's what I put him in the doghouse. Make him freeze his arse off, you know?
We've missed you too, Inception. Well, at least I have. I can't speak for everybody else.
Inception, it's been so long that I forgot who you are.
Well, at times that's pretty easy. He can be forgettable.
I just burped. You guys are lucky you almost heard it.
What the hell's burping got to do with wrestling? Come on.
Exactly.
Unless you drink it in the ring, fuck off.
Hey, I do that quite often.
Yeah, but that's over your own skills.
Do you know why I don't burp on air anymore? Because I had too many people say that that's all I was a burp and a rant. So I got rid of the burp. If you hear me burp on air, it's because my mouth is closed and I've covered my mouth and the burp is really, really big. So, yeah, I don't burp on air anymore. People find it disgusting. I almost made somebody puke, so I don't do it anymore. I did. I almost made somebody burp.
Am I talking shit about B-Man? I can't even remember who the hell B-Man is. I haven't seen him for so long. I figured he keeled over and died. Do you remember who B-Man is, Morgan? I don't.
Oh, I think so.
Isn't he normally the guy that sits on the couch?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Yes, are you trying to get me killed? Seriously, are we really trying to get me killed?
And we have a caller I'm bringing on.
Some motherfuckers
what the fuck's
just
up?
Never learn their lesson. I swear.
What the fuck's up?
Hi, baby.
So, I got my tag team partner calling me a couch surfer, and I've got a man who you would think would have learned after I put some glass in his fucking head and beat the shit out of him with a fucking trash can lid, that you don't touch my wife. And then there's another guy who I had to shove off a fucking ledge today because he seems to think that my wife's lap's an appropriate place to sit.
Oh, okay, Inception's always sat on my lap. It's just... God.
It's not a thing like you think on that one.
People just don't learn. I've told people this 1,000 times. Don't fuck with my wife because then you answer to me. But they don't get the message. And Dez, I know you and I beat the shit out of each other on the friggin' feed, but trust me, it seems like you want to go for a match, and I'm more than welcome to fight you anytime if it means that I've got to beat some sense into you.
So what the hell's new, B-Man? Besides flapping chops, come on.
Oh, sorry. Who's that second voice? I don't know who that is.
Oh, Princess, come on. You can't miss me that much.
Nope. Sorry, mate. Don't have no idea.
It's Realm.
Oh, it's Realm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that
explains
that. Realm, I'm surprised you're still talking smack. Like, didn't you learn anything from our street fight, or do you need another crash course?
Oh, I'm always game for a crash course.
Hey, you'll be going through a crash course, or I'll be crashing you through another fucking table.
Tables are nothing, man. You should try glass. It's so much more fun.
Oh, we already had that when I tackled Dez through a nice little plate glass window, which, by the way, that shit hurts.
It does. I'll give you that one. If you pick it out of your Speedo in the wrong spot, it's even worse.
Oh, no, what you're going to have to do, B-Man, is you'll have to go back and catch Back to Basics from last Friday. You know I've done a lot of hardcore events.
Back to Basics.
You know I've done a lot of hardcore events, a lot of street fights and all that. I will say Realm got put through more glass than I think I've ever seen in a ring.
All right, so I'm going to lay this out right here, right now.
It was funny as shit.
You're going to lay who?
There will be no My Dick is Bigger Than Yours contest tonight on my radio show, or I'm sorry, I will line every single male here up and use a rusty spoon to cut off your dicks.
So what are we going to do, listen to songs all night then, or what?
No, I just said there was going to be no My Dick is Bigger Than Yours like there was last week.
It's not the matter of a dick measuring contest, because there is no contest, because we already know I've got the biggest one here.
Time out.
Yeah, you go to the
timeout. I said I wasn't going to do this last week when you guys were having this conversation of whose dick was bigger. Yeah, I'm still not going to do it. Never mind, I'll make you wonder.
And it's just a matter of, I think...
That's just being man and I having fun and getting along.
Guys just can't get their own woman, and I'm just... It's really sad. I mean, come on, guys, take a fucking page out of Gunslinger's book. Fucking make up your own little woman and fucking marry her, okay?
Take a page.
Or
okay.
You can always take a page out of my book and marry a tranny. Do that, too. Breathe, damn you. I told you, know better than to drink anything when I'm talking. What is your problem? What are you new? What, oh, you didn't know?
Your ass better call somebody.
Oh, fuck no.
Your ass
no.
better call somebody.
Oh, don't get started. Those two just got friggin' buried.
I know they got fucking buried. Trust me, I know they did. And to be perfectly honest, and B-Man, we've had this discussion before, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with me just because I'm stoned and don't remember, not because you're insignificant or anything, because you're not. But did you and I agree that they were a little too old to be coming back and taking the belt, even though that Goldust is basically the same age or maybe older than them? How do you feel on that? How did you feel with that other thing that was called?
I didn't care that they brought back the New Age Outlaws and that they gave them the belts. The New Age Outlaws are fine and entertaining. Everyone knows this. They're good on the mic and everything else.
Yeah.
Only problem I had was the fact that they didn't give the belts to the Usos, who have been there for fucking years, and get their first singles title shot, and they lose to the Outlaws. I just thought, okay, that's bullshit.
Okay, you know what? I need to step away from the studio for a moment and go kill somebody. So
yes.
We're going to go on to a song break. I'm pretty sure Morgan will appreciate the song. I'm pretty sure Tanky will. For anybody that doesn't like it, pucker up and kiss my ass because I really don't give a fuck what you like. We'll be
Morgan,
right
grab some balls.
On the right cheek, right in the hair.
Come on, Morgan, grab some balls here.
We'll be back.
I'm not even sure what the hell's going
on
yet.
4 minutes and 21 seconds.
What are you, chopped liver? You don't want to talk, Morgan? Come on.
Bitch.
we are back. Mordrin, you want to start bringing back on our callers?
Working on it right now. And that's everyone back with the fucks epic. Up, people.
That was an epic tune, man. You don't even know. I think I woke people up.
Well, you know, I that is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that is, I must say, okay, as much as I love my Marilyn Manson, you know, I really do love Cake and Sodomy and whatnot, but I have to say that entire CD has got to be the best he has ever put out, ever. What is it? It's Antichrist Superstar.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. I mean, how many songs can you actually sit there and, I mean, say was a hit, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm a huge Marilyn Manson fan. I don't care what anybody says. Hey, what's up? What are we doing now, man? Come on, man. I'm fucking hyper.
So we finally got this shit fixed and figured out here?
Maybe.
So.
Well, I've been having a couple technical issues using this stupid fucking remote.
The only issue I'm having right now is keeping this toke down and not choking.
Oh, I'm using a remote thing. Yo!
Did you check with the boss about your match for your title since you were flapping your chops the other night on the show? I see Doc out in the audience. I don't know if you asked about that match you were flapping your chops with. Was he miss you on?
Yeah, that match already happened. It was this Saturday.
Did it? Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Where's
yes,
my
you did. 3-0 sweep.
For her?
No.
Hmm. How'd you pull that one off?
He's just that damn good.
Hey, they were close. They were close matches. I mean, I said before, I'd take nothing away from her. They were close matches.
Damn. I was looking forward to
somebody
watching.
Wait. While we're on the subject of matches from Saturday, I see somebody got scared like the little bitch he is and decided to catch the ref's attention with an eye gouge and get the fuck up out of my ring.
Who'd that be?
You?
Maybe. The ref got in the way.
Uh-huh. You're a scared little bitch to face Paige, to face me, because you know I'm coming for that damn hardcore title. That is my belt. It belongs around my waist, and it will be there.
Okay, didn't you hear yourself talking the other night? What did you say live in front of the world? You said, I beat you 80 to 90% of the time. Well, there's your 1%. Enjoy your evening.
No.
Have a nice day.
No, I'm coming for that fucking belt, and it will be around my waist again. I will promise you that.
I haven't even seen you working your way up in division yet. You're not even a blip on the radar. I got so many other people higher than you right now that are putting up a challenge, that are making some noise, that are getting in my face.
I get in your face every fucking week. You just choose to ignore me.
There might be a reason.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean,
bring
shit.
Something new. Bring me a challenge.
Paige is the feistiest bitch I know.
Pastiest? What?
Pasty, feisty, same word.
I heard pasty, so I don't know how to say
it. When you say, well, which sounds better to say, man? Feistiest or feistiest? I like feistiest.
Cutesiest.
Isn't that cutesy goosiest? You want to get stabbiest?
I have not seen any aggression from her, okay? So that's why she's not even a blip on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are kind of lucky you lost that other championship.
Which one? The one that I threw away?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want it.
You could have waited a little bit to throw it away, though.
No, man. I did what I said I'd do. I had a gift. I took my gift. I won this title on the first time I ever went for it. And I threw it back.
Yeah, you could have waited a little bit, though. Because, you know, I'm like, I don't know, just a shot away from it. Just like one or two matches away from securing my own briefcase.
Not worth it. That title's not
worth it. Throw it away. I mean, hell, you're going to throw it away anyway.
I threw it back to the skank. She can keep it.
Well, she ain't keeping it either.
I don't know. I don't care. I didn't want Doc's big belt. I got my big belt there. That's the only one I care about. Doc Payne can keep that. Whatever, UAWF, whatever, whatever that pussy top title is there. That ain't the top title in the company anyway.
Well, good thing I've held them both then.
Yeah, I hear you. It's all good.
I thought Paige said there wasn't going to be any dick measuring contest here tonight, but righto.
No, it's the same effect. I'm a former UAWF world champ and a former hardcore champ.
We were having a discussion with no F-bombs being dropped, so there was therefore no pissing involved. If that's all right with you, B.
You can have a pissing contest without dropping the F-bomb.
I bet you couldn't have a pissing contest without dropping the F-bomb.
I probably couldn't, but most some people can. I probably couldn't.
You think I couldn't trash someone without saying the F-bomb?
I'd probably put about 100K on that one. Yeah. At some point, that F-bomb's going to come out. It's just natural.
Free air conditioning, free hydro, free heat. Just listen. Okay, free Wi-Fi and free cable.
Free how's that got to do with WU?
If I want this room cleaned, I can have free maid service too.
You clean up the asylum? You clean up the asylum tank?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this show, so I'm not going to hear it.
Uh-oh. What's Docky saying here?
Very good call there, boss man.
Maybe there's a challenge in that division, because in the extreme division, there's not much challenges there right now, so maybe the women can step up.
I have always said he's a bitch.
The women could step up and show the guys how to fight. I'm game for that, Doc. Set it up.
Well, that's because I'm still, for some reason, not back in the extreme division.
Oh, we got standards now, so, you know, it's okay.
Then why the fuck are you on it?
Hold on. They've got standards now. They've got you for a champion.
Shut up.
Oh, here we go.
If there's standards in the extreme division, then why the fuck is Realm's at? Why the fuck's your ass in it, Realm? Because that's sinking lower than low. If there's shut your mouth. If there's standards for the extreme division, you would think the likes of myself, Outlaw, Doc Payne, Mordrin, us longtime UAWF members would be in the division, not some crybaby bitch that needs to be in the fucking knockout division, like Doc just said. Anyway, carry on.
It's about time she returned. Sort of. That's only a glimpse into the life of Paige, the former extreme.
You
want to
hear me go off? You want to hear me go off? Go listen to last Wednesday's show of WEW.
I'm too lazy.
No, he wants it again now.
I want it now.
Hey, Doc, while you're in there adding people, why don't you go ahead and add me back to the extreme division?
Stay the fuck away from my belt, bitch.
Because, you know, that little tournament that I'm in right now, I don't have to use it on a UAWF title shot.
And your point is?
Dead. Shut up.
Could be a nice little bullseye right on your head.
God.
I got one everywhere I go. What's different here?
I'll cash it in.
Yeah, but unfortunately I'll cash you out and still be the title holder.
Okay, thank you. You're back.
Des, are you in UAWF?
I don't know if he is.
No, he's not.
He's not? Well, Des, I've got a proposition for you. Get your little bitch ass over there, and then Doc Payne can set up a nice little fucking match for us. Seeing as how we're talking about extreme, I'll fucking put you through a fucking table of glass. How about that? and then we can just end this because I'm getting really
sick of your shit. Time out. Stop. Shut up. I said it the other night on the feed, and I'll fucking say it right here on fucking air. I am not some goddamn prize that motherfuckers need to fight over in a match.
Ooh.
No, he's just using you for bait. He's trying to test me to see what I'm like. So, Des, if you wanted to fight me, you didn't have to bring my wife into it. You could have just come up to me like a man and not a little bitch, and asked for a match. See, that's a difference between you and Realm. At least Realm came up and asked me like a man, whereas you had to go to method of saying my wife's sleeping with you and everything else. So, and I didn't think there were going to be any bigger bitches than Realm, but I guess I found one.
Oh, sorry, I was eating Pringles. Did somebody say something?
I think I need to step out of the studio for a minute.
Bye.
He actually gave you a compliment on that one.
I don't know. I was crunching Pringles. I couldn't tell. Sorry.
Yeah, he gave you a compliment. You missed it.
I guess I'll have to listen to the replay. I'm not used to that. I don't think anybody's used to that. Not even Paige.
I know. I was kind of shocked. You sure you're all right over there, B?
Yeah, Des, you're right. It wouldn't be much of a match because, unlike you, Realm's actually giving me some fucking competition. So if you're a bigger bitch than Realm, then no, you're not going to be much competition then.
Okay, I know everybody can't get my name off their frickin' lips just because I am like God everywhere I go, but come on, I need a break once in a while. Why don't you guys pick a fight with somebody else once in a while instead of picking on the man?
Here he goes with his fucking God complex.
Oh, I am the man, so yes, I can have a God complex.
You are not the man. Thank you very much. Whoever is filling your head with these lies, I really need to go have a serious conversation with. Just saying.
You know the definition of man, right? Like, a man doesn't back down from challenges. So if my wife's coming up to you and saying she wants a shot at your extreme title, and you're saying that you don't want to do it because you don't think she's much competition, then that's sort of a bit of a bitch excuse, because if she's not much competition, wouldn't you want to face her and just prove the point?
I prove it daily, but as far as I know, you'd have to go through Doc Payne, and I do believe I got some people that have cashed in briefcases or contenders tournament things that I'm dealing with. So that's about all I could tell you.
What the fuck's up?
Answer me.
Take over for a minute. I'm going to step out of the studio. I'm going to go sharpen some knives and engrave more knives with names on them. So,
Oh, some people are going to get their ass whooped.
I'll be back.
Uh-oh. She's going to whoop somebody's ass.
So that's all I could tell you on that one, B-Man. I ain't sidestepping your wife, even though she's better than you. But, you know, in due time, when she earns her shot, she can take her shot.
Now you've just fucked yourself up even more. See,
I don't fuck myself.
You just said my wife is better than me, and I kicked your ass in a fucking street fight. So
that every dog. Okay, hold on a second.
Every dog has his.
Hold on a second. That was a totally oxymoronic statement.
Spell that.
His wife is better than him, and he beat you. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Well, then that's an oxymoronic statement, kind of.
Yeah. And?
You're saying he's not as good as his wife, but he beats you anyways.
Sure.
I got a little bit of a statement to make with this whole situation. I got a bit of a statement here. Hey, Realm.
Sure. What?
If you look at the rankings, there's a new person in the Extreme Division. Now, I'm not going to, you know, like you said, people have cashed in contenders matches and all that, so I'm not going to sit here and flop my gums about a title match with you.
Okay.
I'm in the division.
Sweet.
I don't need a title for a fight.
It's all good. Anytime.
Me and you, this Saturday, Extreme Rules.
Mr. Doc, could you set that up? Morgan wants to be schooled again.
Oh, maybe I should find that pay-per-view replay tape to see who was curled up in the fetal position crying.
The last pay-per-view that I recognize, didn't you lose something precious?
I did lose that match, but I still wasn't the one curled up in the fetal position by the end.
It's all good. I got my shiny. I got my gold. It's all I care about. I can get bandaged up and come back. It's all good, buddy.
Well, we'll see. Because isn't the last time you fought me in an extreme match before that is when I broke your arm?
It's quite possible. It's quite possible that I still have to deal with that on you one day. But since I haven't seen you in a regular...
I think Saturday sounds like a good day. Who has to wait for one day? Saturday Night Slaughter. I don't need a belt. I just need you anywhere in the building. I just need you anywhere in the building, or I can whoop your ass. Plain and simple.
You learned how to talk since you've been gone from our division. What the hell? You know, my Negronis said. Oh, I don't want the talk shit title on the line, Doc. I don't need that. I don't want that belt. It means nothing to me, so I'll pass on that belt if that's okay, Doc. I'll just take a normal fight, Mr. Doc. Because I got another belt over there, too. I just took back, for the second month in a row, the asshole of the month. So I'm double the asshole.
Congratulations, asshole.
See, look at that. I wear that one with pride. So I don't want another one. I got enough gold.
He's an asshole, he's an asshole, he's a real fucking asshole. I'm not
and I'm going after that title for a third time in a row, so fuck you all.
I like the sounds of that, Doc. I like the sounds of that.
L-E-everybody.
Hide and seek match, anywhere in the building.
Oh, you better not be looking in the women's can again.
Oh, no. See, I'm famous for waiting till your car pulls up at the start of the day.
You're famous? Since when? Just a blip there, buddy. You're just stepping back into the big leagues in the extreme division. That's just a blimp. Blip, blip, blip on my radar.
Well, maybe you need to get a better radar.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
I think Dez needs a fucking better radar because his one's on fucking delusional right now. But
I don't know. It's pointed straight north at your wife. Oh! That wasn't his radar, though. Sorry. My bad.
And your one's aiming for Pussy Street.
So, hey, Dez, I see you out there talking.
Yours is on the corner.
What about stepping up to UAWF?
Dez, come pay us a visit. That way all the boys here will be happy other than me because I don't give a shit about you. Come, please.
I just want to see the match.
Come, please, me, man. Come have some fun.
I want to see the match. I want to see the fight.
Fight, 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 fight. Now, what were you saying, B, buddy? Before Mordred so rudely interrupted you.
Oh, nothing. I was just saying that you want to talk about compasses pointing somewhere. Well, yours is on the corner of fucking Pussy Street and freaking Runaway Boulevard, but hey.
Hey, man, with all these titles I got, if I got to pay for it, I don't mind. I don't have to cook anybody breakfast. It's about me. I have my fun. Give her the check. She's out the door. Nothing wrong with that.
It's just sad. It's sad to see a man that has less testicles than Wither. At least that guy could fucking defend his titles when he was asked. Like, Jesus.
But on a little side note about all your titles over there, Realm,
sure.
And how much you're God there.
Sure.
Maybe you should open your eyes before your mouth.
Oh.
Because while you're bumping your gums about having two championships, I'm sitting there with three of them. and I'm not a blip there?
Are we having a pissing contest again?
I'm a small mark in a company that I've been there since day one. I'm a member of the Hall of Fame, and I've done pretty much everything one person can do.
How long does it take you to get into the hall if we want to have a pissing contest? How long?
Second class, Mordrin?
Yeah, I'm a second-class Hall of Famer. I've held almost every championship there. I hold three of them right now. Unlike the Asshole of the Month title that you're bragging about, which, don't get me wrong, is a great tournament to win. I've won that, too. I've already been there and done that before you even got there.
Hey, Mordrin, since we're into this pissing contest about Hall of Fame, I was what? Was it?
And?
First class upon the reopen of UAWF?
That you'd have to ask Doc about.
Was it first or second, Doc, after the reopen?
So you want to sit here and say I'm not even a blip on in the company, yet everything you've done has followed behind me. Everything in your entire UAWF career has been second best. If that.
The fuck was that?
And come Saturday, you're going to get a whole new meaning of pain. I promise you.
You finally talked a bit. Cool. It's been so quiet without Morty kicking around here.
Hey, and Dez has an open slot. Dez, get your ass in UAWF.
Dez, if you want to take a chance and come over to UAWF and get your ass whipped, that's completely fine. I just want to actually prove that you're a man and not a little bitch.
Paige asked if she was in the first class of Hall of Fame when the company reopened.
Or second class.
She didn't remember which grouping she went in under, and I don't remember.
Charity.
I said that I don't remember. But that's it. Got this nice little match now set up for Saturday.
Man, that's going to take like 5 minutes. What am I going to do with the rest of my day?
Go see the medic after I spend that 5 minutes whooping your ass. You know, kind of the same thing you had to do the last time we matched up. Yeah, you got the win, but your ass was in the trainer's office. My ass was in the locker room getting ready for the next win.
You're fun. Hasn't been the same without you. I just wondered how long it'd take you to piss you off enough to bring you back.
Well, you see, I'll put a straight all my cards on the table with it. You wanted to ask about it? I helped elevate the division, get the bar up there. I came in at Paige's request when she was GMing it to help show people what it's supposed to be. And I thought maybe that everything you and I had went through, everything I went through with a couple other people, that maybe folks were getting it. Maybe it was sinking in what Extreme was supposed to be. So I wasn't needed anymore. I stepped back, trying to let, you know, the newer talent get a shot somewhere. And you fell on your face.
But I landed on the belt.
Obviously, I didn't beat you hard enough. Obviously, there wasn't enough bloodshed. There wasn't enough weapons. There wasn't enough carnage. You're the champion. You're supposed to represent that. And the only thing you represent is eye gouging a way out of a match that didn't even have nothing to do with the title and then running. All you're about and representing is when you did get whooped for that belt, getting you, your buddy, and a couple other people to jump the person who whooped your ass. Instead of standing up on your own 2 feet, picking up a bat, and beating the shit out of them. That's what that's supposed to be about. That's what the Extreme Division's about. And you're fixing to learn all about it this Saturday. Bank on it.
We good now? It's all good? You can breathe? Exhale? Puck your cheek?
Oh, I breathe all the time.
Morgan doesn't breathe when he's going off.
I don't want to hear about Morgan getting off, sorry.
Anyway, I did say in the radio scene that I had another announcement tonight. And it kind of ties in with me stepping back from the Extreme Division when I did the last time, and I stepped back from a couple other divisions. I stepped back from a lot of companies. I took more of an office role in several companies. I did a lot more GMing work for people, took a lot more reduced schedule, did a lot of road work. Well, that's done. Eternity is reopened. We are active. We are competing. Sacrifice is on the way to be reopening. And I will be returning to 100 to a complete 100% active roster activity everywhere I can.
Yeah, fuckers, you heard it right. Sacrifice is reopening, and guess what? I will be the hardcore GM, as always. There will be some things with Sacrifice and the show as soon as me and Mordrin sit down and figure out the final touches. And to answer my own question, since Doc just told me, hey, Mordrin, you were second class of the original UAWF. I was second class of the reopening of UAWF. That's just irony, if you ask me.
Oh, and, hey, Dez, I've just been informed you have an invite. So now the ball's completely in your court.
Who is Dez?
And there we go. It is official. 1 minute ago, Dez has joined the ranks of UAWF.
Woo! Welcome, Dez. Dang, now I can beat the shit out of you. All right.
Hold on. Let me break this down for people, okay? Because I'm pretty sure, I don't know if B's seen it yet or not, and I did not want to break it to him this way. Mordrin, I hope you're ready for a shit storm.
What?
If you go look in the Eternity Stable, you currently have 4 of the original R4V crew. Myself. That would be Dez. And both of the Remington brothers.
Yep.
Now, UAWF, I'm sorry, but you now have 5. The same 4 in Eternity, and then you add Inception. That's a bad combination. Because the old R4V crew just don't give a fuck. I think it's time for me to make my return back to R4V. Now that I'm thinking about it. See, that's what I get for running my mouth. Where'd everybody go?
I'm right here. I was waiting for you to get done.
You're still here. Quiet. I'm still here, honey. I'm just doing shit and typing, and I didn't think you'd want to hear that.
Oh. So, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that they're trying to revamp it.
So, Paigey, what do you think of the new changes to the game? Like the No More 3D? You don't like the No More 3D?
I like the No More 3D, but I don't like the match setup.
Yeah, because I'm going to put a link in the chat, okay? And what the link is, if anybody hasn't gone and clicked on it, is it's a poll. You click on 3D or 2D. It's pretty freaking simple, okay? It's whether or not you like the 2 or 3D. So click click yes or click no. It's very simple.
I'm still trying to figure out why everybody keeps saying the stupid 3D is gone. We were playing it yesterday.
No, I wasn't playing it yesterday at all. It's been gone since they did the fix for me. Oh. But yeah, some people were still able. Some people were still able to get 3D. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
Majority were not. It was something they were still trying to.
But yeah,
get all fixed.
Just go to the link that I just posted in the chat, people. And it's just a simple poll, a simple yet simple yes or no, and away you go. And you just do it. Do or do not. There is no try. Realm, you don't have to climb on this pole. Okay. Oh, that's the blog talk fucking thing. That's not the fucking, that's the link for the show.
Say,
just leave me alone. I'll get the link. Hold on.
I was going to say.
Hold on. I gave the link to the show, Susie. It was I. The stone one herself. Here, there is the proper link.
I was supposed to have a link to share with everybody, but I haven't gotten in touch with
your inner self.
Somebody. No, I haven't gotten in touch with the person I was supposed to share the link for.
I'm going to mute herself.
God damn it. I love that little fucking button.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you use it on Susie, it's even more fun.
I'm
so,
not going
see,
there.
You got put in the timeout chair Friday night if you really want to go back.
No, I got kicked off the air. There's a difference. The time out chair was nothing. Kick off the air, that was funny.
That was good.
Hey, Doc, you need to call in and bullshit with us. Oh, yeah, I guess I forgot to tell people. The number to call in is 646-478-0073. Oh, wait, hold on. 0073 for you stupid motherfuckers out there. Or you can scroll all the way up to the top of the screen and push that pretty little blue Skype button that has the S in the middle, and it does stand for Skype. I promise. It does not stand for Superman for all you fucking keyboard heroes like Brum out there.
Fuck you.
You'd like to.
No. I'll be nice. I'll behave. I'll just be nice on that. Just shut up. Just let it go.
There are some benefits to being here from remote. Still being on the road.
You're on the road. Where are you to?
Right now, I am actually overseas.
Oh?
Yeah, I've been doing a couple of big tour stops and everything.
That's coolage. That's tits, man. Pure tits. Tits means that's cool. For all you people that didn't get it. Tits and gravy.
Tits are really cool. Tits are fun to play with.
Ha ha ha. Tits are fun to play with. Tits are fun to sleep on. You can even use them as snack trays. Tits, they're a wonderful thing.
I like using them as punching bags.
It depends on who, whose floppy fun bags they are. But you don't want to hurt them, you know. Don't bruise the tatas. Be nice to the tatas. Tits are our friends. I want to be the mayor of Tit Town. I like the little tits best because nobody gives them any attention. I like the little ones.
You're the biggest boob of them all, Tank. Yep.
You're an ass.
Isn't he, though?
You did kind of open the door for that one there.
You're an asshole. He's a
you want to just serve those up?
Hey. I don't need no special arrows there, Susie. That's the other reason I'm glad I'm on remote from halfway across the fucking world.
Well, you know, if you wouldn't be running off to places.
I had a meeting to go to.
A meeting with which whore?
Never mind.
I've been on the road for, like, damn near a week.
With which whore?
I normally been going by myself to places.
Uh-huh.
You been playing by yourself, what?
You been flicking your feet
with
for
a couple
how long?
Of execs. What? Meeting with a couple of execs about getting sacrificed some airtime. and then several publicity things. But no, I am still sitting tonight overseas. Should hopefully be fully back, probably here before too long, actually.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 yakety-schmackety, blah, blah, blah.
I guarantee, though, I will be at the arena Saturday night.
One more time, Paige. Go ahead.
Go on.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's all good, Morty. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Just remember when you're sitting in the trainer's office. It's all good.
Hey, I heard
don't worry,
hot.
You'll have your belt next to you to help keep you company when they're bandaging you up again.
That's all I care about.
But I'm not interested in your title.
Oh, yeah. That's what they all say.
I'm just interested in whooping your ass. That's simple.
It's all good. Speaking of ass whooping, where's my invite?
Oh, you're talking
about this so-called company that's reopening. Where's my invite?
Well, right now it's still in the building phase reopening. The actual kickoff event isn't going to be when Judgment holds the finals. Where he was waiting on a couple of companies still to finish up their qualifiers for the best wrestler tournament that was going on. All the finalists are coming to Sacrifice to crown the actual winner. That event will be the official relaunch show. I mean, if you want to come over early, that's fine.
I don't mind committing to some charity work.
I mean, all we're doing right now is building up the bank. Building up bank, building up money.
All good.
But yeah, I can definitely. If you want to come over early, not a problem at all.
I'll drop the invite. I might have 5 or 10 slots open.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Too bad the other 25 are full, but hey, whatever, I'll leave those two. So what else is up? Come on, I'm falling asleep here.
Sorry, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm in the process of kicking Inception's ass as normal today.
You're not actually going to win a match today, are you? Holy shit.
I beat Inception every time we faced off today.
Was that Inception or Conception?
And I saw that Des Bryant has said that he did join UAWF. Well, Doc Payne, please get that match set up, because once I'm done with Des Bryant, then I don't want to hear any more of this crap about him fucking sticking it to my wife or any of that other bullshit. Because Des, when I'm done with you, you will no longer be called a man.
Damn! Tell us how you really feel, Beat Man.
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the crap with these so-called men. Like, the fact you weak, pathetic retard think you can come up and just keep flirting with my wife just to get my attention. I mean, for God's sakes. Grow a set of balls, come up to me and challenge me to a fight. Fuck, if Realm can do it, anyone can do it.
Hey, Paige. Psst. You're hot. Can I challenge B-Man too?
Yeah, you can challenge to get your ass kicked again.
Mordred.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me that knife right next to you, please?
Well, that'd be a little hard as far away as I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Baby, hand me my knife.
I mean, I've got a knife here, but...
Oh, now, which one do you want? Do you want this big one here, or are you looking for...
No, I want the one that has... No, I want the one that has Realm's name on it.
Can I autograph it?
Oh, that one.
There's only one?
No, there's like 50.
You know what, since you guys can't seem to agree on having this fight, and since I can, you know, still text the boss and get things settled up, I'm sure he won't disagree with me. And since I'm working on doing promoting stuff, Saturday Night Slaughter, Ozzy B-Man, one-on-one, Extreme Rules, Dez Bryant.
Sweet.
That work good for you there, boss man?
We have a caller in
queue.
Well,
The boss man's just talking to me now, and he's asked me the exact same friggin' question. He said rules for the match, and me and you must be on the same wavelength, Mordrin, because I said the exact same damn thing.
Oh, man, they're sharing the same brain cell.
You guys talk amongst yourself, because Mordrin and I are going to disappear for a minute, because I got to find out who this caller is.
I got someone here I don't recognize.
No clue. So hold on a second, guys.
Bye.
That looks like the boss man's setting it up now. So, Dez, you are fucked.
Dez, have you ever been fucked by a B-man? We want to know.
Okay.
Does anyone have their last will and testaments to write to Dez Bryan? Because this will be the last you see of him.
All right. Well,
Saturday is going to be a pay-per-view quality show, for fuck's sake.
I'm bringing on our other caller. What's up, Count?
Ooh. Not much. I hear all this talk about hardcore fighting. I enjoy hardcore fighting. Me and Paige had a good back and forth 4 days ago.
Well,
had like nine hardcore matches in a row.
Have you been?
You're gonna love this Saturday.
Bug? Are you totally?
You're gonna love this
hardcore
Saturday
now?
In UAWF, bud.
I am looking forward to this.
Gonna have Ozzy B-Man and Dez Bryant in an extreme match, and me and Realm are gonna have a nice hide and seek match throughout the building.
Well,
he's trying to play
can I ask
with
for a
now.
Match?
Who's got
our boss
got
man?
Godzilla in the background.
Boss man is around the air.
I want a match against Tank Girl. I think I should have won the last one, and I want to try again to knock her down a peg.
You're not going to knock me down a peg where it comes to hardcore, honey.
Well, Doc, you're
last
out
time
there.
I can taste it.
You catching that?
All right, hold on, because I got something for the boss. You know, since Inception likes running his mouth and getting his ass kicked by me, which he's done now 4 times today, I think him and I need a special match on Saturday's show.
Man, you guys are making
kind of special match
too early in the week.
Well, I said this is going to be a pay-per-view quality event this Saturday. Damn. Fucking right.
I'm looking forward to seeing the hide and seek match. I wonder how that's going to work.
Hide and seek match?
Oh, it's real simple. The rules on a hide and seek match are really simple.
Realm hides.
In the building somewhere.
Realm hides. Mordrin finds him and kicks his ass.
We're both going to be in the building somewhere. There is no getting to the ring to start the match. The match starts whenever we find each other.
So what do you mean? You got to go from scene to scene, looking for each other?
I get to put my whole head against the column, turn my head, close my eyes, and count to 20 and see if Mordrin shows up. If not, it's a count of victory.
Oh, trust. Trust me. There'll be no if I show up. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be at the building a day early waiting for you. No, pretty much it's just you write through.
Hopefully you have a lot of patience.
You just write through wherever. Pretty much it's all done in the Saturday scene.
So as I was asking, what are you doing? Are you running from scene to scene chasing each other? What?
No, it's all done in the one show scene. It's just all, ad lib writing.
And then, so once you find each other in the scene,
So what you two are pretty much saying is that you guys are going to play a nice little game of fucking hide and go seek.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty close to it, except
when I find him. What they need to go play is hide and go fuck yourself.
Thank you, Paige. I always wanted to say the same thing.
Isn't there a soundbite for that?
No, but I'm
going to wish I never did.
Mordrin, how about a nice game of hide and go fuck yourself?
Or Frogger.
Nah, I'll pass.
You can always do a game of human Frogger across the highway.
I'll pass on that game.
Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. Your game would be hide and go fuck. Your game would be hide and go fuck the horse.
Never mind.
Nothing wrong with
well,
a brothel.
Thank you. I live in Vegas for a fucking reason.
Uh-huh.
A mount is a mount for Morgan.
I mean, goddamn.
As long as
I live in Vegas.
As long as it as long as it wears a skirt and has boobs.
I mean, hell, my one office is like probably a block away from like three or four titty bars. What the fuck?
Hold on a second, Paige. Just because
it
wears a
skirt. I bought the fucking building.
Just because it wears a skirt and has boobs doesn't make it a woman. You better check for tree trunk. You better check for tree trunk. Okay, who's got the background noise?
Thank you, Doc.
Sorry, it's the Count's emotional, inspirational music. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Folks, we're asking about the hide-and-seek match. Look at the chat.
Someone was playing the promo for the hide-and-seek match. Holy shit.
Wasn't that Celine Dion?
Far across the distance.
Speaking of doing a dog style.
Who the fuck is Slimmy's dog?
Those are mine.
Apollo doesn't like Celine Dion. Don't mention her.
Only old women and gay men like Celine Dion. It's a fact.
There's straight people who like Celine Dion. There's something wrong with them, but there's straight people who like Celine Dion.
No,
I like Adele.
They're just still in the closet. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. I liked her before she did the Titanic song. She was good.
But she was still French, so she still sucked.
Look, she's Canadian. Watch your mouth.
No, she's not. She's from Quebec. That's not Canadian.
Yeah, it is.
They wanted to leave
Excuse
Canada
me.
And take her dollar with them. Fuck them.
Excuse me, I'm
Fuck
Canadian,
them.
Okay? Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
So,
it's not a step of
This is what I love about Canadians. They get rid of their idols so fast when they do one fuck up.
Well, I never had her as an idol.
I'm from Canada.
And it's like, hey, Nickelback comes out with a shit album. Oh, we just banned Nickelback. They're not Canadian. Fuck off.
I don't like Canada. I don't like Nickelback. They're a bunch of whiny fucks who can only play three chords and marry women that are 10 years their fucking age.
Celine Dion does Titanic. Celine Dion, you are Canadian no more. Justin Bieber cries like a little bitch over Selena Gomez and fucking gets a DUI. Fuck off, Justin. We deport your ass from Canada.
We're not.
Hey, there we go.
I'll
take a
yard sale match.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know what that is, but I'll do a yard sale match.
B-Man, I do believe you said, fuck you, Bieber, we'll deport your ass. You're not Canadian. Don't ever say we'll deport your ass again when it comes to Canada because you're not Canadian. Thank you.
Justin Bieber is Canadian from Stratford.
Yeah, but B-Man's
Check
not.
Check your facts. Yeah,
I was speaking as the people from Canada. I'm not saying I'm a fucking Canadian.
Speak as the people from Canada.
We
kicked you out.
Yes, that...
You wouldn't even get in the fucking
Does somebody
country.
Not get the fucking understanding of subtext? Like, what
I don't
the...
care. I don't care. Don't speak Canadian.
Is subtext what you do in a submission move?
No. When you're talking about, like, other people, you say what they're thinking... And Tank just got fucking offended by that. Tank, this is exactly...
Damn right, because you know what? Anything that you say about Canada, I don't want to hear.
You get offended and get pissy about the littlest fucking things.
Hey, B.
Hey, to talk about Rob Ford, listen to her go.
Oh, you want to talk about Rob Ford, honey? I'll vote him back in. Any fucking time. He did more for Toronto than anybody has.
Oh, please. All I have to say to get Tank to go off is just be like the fucking fucking sucking without and the Maple
Leafs.
Do you know what?
The Toronto Maple Leafs may suck, but they got a lot of fucking heart. And the Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won a cup since 1967. We all know they suck. It's such old news. Why don't you get some new material, prick mouth?
See? I don't call it a prick now just for saying that the Maple Leafs suck.
I didn't get upset at all. We know they suck.
Toronto makes me laugh.
We call them the make me laughs for a reason. Come on, man. When one little boy says to his mom after his father gives him a spanking, "Mom, I want to move to Toronto and join the Toronto Maple Leafs." Why? Because they don't beat anybody.
Hey, Morgan, check your...
Go ahead. Fuck your stupid bitch. Not you,
text
bitch.
Messages.
No, Morgan. And don't play a song.
And then the best actor that Canada has had come out of it, Jim Carrey.
Mike Myers. We've got a few. Christopher Plummer. Christopher Plummer's also Canadian. We've got Skads and Skads.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian.
Yeah.
First off. And all the American ladies
Canadian.
Want him.
Holy shit. Okay.
You know what? All I got to say is the only good thing that ever came out of your fucking country is Steve Irwin.
You sure about that, darling? You really sure?
Like, Steve Irwin.
Thor, Heath Ledger.
I think long and hard about that before you start talking shit.
That's my opinion. Of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't a Heath Ledger fan. What?
Just some information
so
I got handed.
Ozzy?
So, okay, let's see. Paul Hogan, Steve Irwin, like you said, Heath Ledger, In Excess, AC/DC. Holy shit.
Oh, speaking of three-chord band. Oh!
Yeah, so you got AC/DC, one of the greatest rock and roll bands ever.
No, that's three chords,
yeah,
just like Nickelback. Come on.
And? No, they're better, way better than Nickelback.
So there's a difference. They may play three chords, but they actually could do it well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Angus Young even invented a fucking headbanging move. So, yeah.
Three chords and a lot of finger licking or picking.
But they actually, unlike Nickelback, they do it good.
They do.
They got way more than Nickelback. I'm sorry. Can guitarists from Nickelback do a screaming fucking solo like Mr. Angus Young? I think not.
Oh, hell yeah.
Could he do a face melting solo? No. No, he could not.
You pull your shorts up that high, you can do anything you want with a face melting, whatever.
Hey, Tanky.
Hey. Yeah.
In our yard sale match on Saturday, I'm going to bring an old refurbished guitar, and I'm going to smack that thing right across your face.
That's okay. I'm going to...
That'll be my solo.
I'm going to bring an old-style lawn chair and fucking tie you up in it. And then I'm going to beat you over the head with the fucking metal arms and legs. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fucking fun. And then I'm going to take a weed whacker and use that on you. And, yeah. We'll go over to another table and we'll grab some junk jewelry and we'll choke you with some fake pearls, you know. I'll make you choke on cubic zirconium. Yeah, I'll throw a bowling ball at your head. Yeah, it'll be tons of fun, man. So what are we doing? Is this the first blood match? What are we doing, man?
I'm still trying to come up with...
It's the best deal. All right. Hard sale.
Just to answer everybody's question to answer both your guys' question on that... Give me just a minute here to get the information for you.
Whoever gets the best bargain wins.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Doc.
I have a bit of vintage silk dress.
Why is it not fucking working right?
Now
let me post the entire section of the rules here.
Oh,
so I'm going to put them
good.
In chat. It's only copying part of it. So
yeah,
I guess
good.
Y'all just get to shut the fuck up and listen up.
Okay.
All right, since Mordrin's running his mouth, I'm walking out of the studio for a few minutes because I really don't want to hear it.
I got to tell them the rules of their fight.
Bye,
Paige.
See you,
Paige.
It's going to be outside in the parking lot. The fans are actually going to be bringing in, you know, different yard sale items, you know, the really crappy shit they couldn't sell.
Okay.
They're going to be put on tables all around the parking lot. Anything you could think of, you know, the shitty-ass lamps that didn't sell, the lime green guns. pretty much there, the more items you get your hands on and break, you know, break him up, bust the, you know, take the lamp, break it over his head, and then stab him with the goddamn thing. The more damage you do, the better your chances of winning. And it'd be anything our fans can think of. Hardcore rules, 200%. Trash talking will be required.
Oh, of course.
Of course. That's...
You didn't answer my question. Is it a first blood match or no?
No, it's just straight. Beat the guy down with anything our fans decide to bring.
I like first blood matches.
So the fans are going to be outside the parking lot watching us beat each other down and give us
items? Damn right, man. Full-ass parking
lot.
Well, yeah, they're going to take the distance, but we're going to... This good thing about setting this match today is that we've got a couple days to, you know, promo in the area so our fans can bring everything in early. So all the stuff from last week's yard sale they couldn't sell, the really crappy shit, you know, the rusted-up weapons and all that, that's what you're going to be beating each other with.
Wicked.
Hey, Count. Call dibs on the doilies.
There's, you know what? You really can't call dibs on doilies because there's always thousands and thousands of grandma's doilies hanging around.
Doesn't matter. Call dibs on them.
I don't need to call dibs on shit. There's no need to call dibs. Obviously, you're not hardcore, so you have no fucking clue. Just shut up.
Wow.
I need to shut up because I won't call dibs?
No, not you. Not you, him. There's no dibs. Fuck you. Fucking
it's hardcore.
Anything they throw at me.
If you want to call dibs, you can call dibs. Read the rules, motherfucker.
You can call dibs all he wants, but
doesn't mean it's going to work.
Get it.
Anything
can
go. You can call it all he wants.
I'm going to call up all my musician friends and get them to bring their old crappy musical instruments, and that will be what I use most of the time, I hope.
How does have Nickelback bring theirs down?
Yeah, it's true. They don't need the drum set.
Instruments.
Hey, they're rich. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Tanky, too bad you don't have a prostate. I'd give you a prostate exam with a bass guitar.
Yeah, well, you do have a prostate, so I can give you a prostate exam with an old Nerf gun.
I'd use a 12-string.
Good thing they have rubber bullets in them.
You know what? I can always pick up an old crusty umbrella and stick it up his ass and open it too, you know. That always works. Oh, does that excite you?
See, this is going to be a pay... This is damn near going to be a pay-per-view in itself.
Yeah, man, I always give a good match. You know that.
She usually does.
She usually gives a good song.
Got those two, got...
Watch your fucking mouth,
got
bitch. Like,
and
good beam. Something.
Gonna have Realm getting his ass whooped all over the building.
Yeah, Realm, you're about to get a fucking lobotomy is what you're about to get.
Yada yada.
Here's the place for it.
Oh dear.
By the way, people, we're an after party.
I have a funny feeling that there's gonna be some fucking major issues that are gonna be coming up very shortly. I don't know why. I have a bad sense.
I sense
there's a judgment.
Tank, no, we're not.
We got 25 minutes to go.
I thought we were. Never mind.
No, we've got... What the hell?
I did this last week.
I know
week.
You're
someone teach you how to tell time.
I did it last week, too, remember?
I know. I said I know you like smoking and all. But Jesus fucking Christ.
She done smoked herself retarded.
You said it.
Wow.
Stuck on stupid. That's me. You heard of fucking Stomponic? Stuck on stupid.
Hey, Tank. They say every hit to the head, you lose 10,000 brain cells. Well, I hope to make you lose at least 1 million of them.
Well done, Ireland. I'll make you lose one. Running around. Help me as they disintegrate.
Oh, no one's going to help me. Why would I cry for help?
No, it's you. Your brain cells are crying out for help. Okay, who's got the background noise?
Who knows?
So is Paige still gone? Or is she here?
No, Paige is right here.
She just spoke.
Hi, darling.
Oh.
Hi.
Are you looking forward to your hardcore matches?
Always.
Good, good.
Sorry, gotta go share the scene for my
And yeah, that's right there, Doc. They were asking, Paige was asking about a match with Inception for this Saturday as well. You got any special thoughts in your bag of tricks there for that one, boss man?
He needs some kind of match. I want to see Inception get beat up by Paige. It's the only time you'll ever see me cheer for Paige.
Go look at the matches today. You'll see it. Four different times.
I will be right back. I have to peruse these.
Quit using those big words, Count.
Yeah, don't use big words.
I'm sorry, I'm with retards.
He just called us retards. Wow. Wasn't very white of him. So what else is up on the dead air? Come on.
Okay, no, I'm just reading.
I was waiting for them. They were talking about the match and all, seeing people get beat up.
Inception likes it when I beat him up, though.
So I was waiting. The boss man's waiting to make the announcement for the match. He's checking his handy little bag of tricks there.
Oh man!
See exactly how bad it's going to be for you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Inception. The bad thing with that force is the fact it's exposition. You know me. If it ain't for no money, I ain't fighting, bitch boy.
Who's exposing what?
Materialistic woman.
Okay, I'm going
not like I really need the money.
Show.
No, tables, ladders. No, Doc.
Oh, tables, ladders, and snakes. Haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Ooh.
Oh, and since I see Inception's reaction, I think that's a really good match, Doc.
Does that mean Yvonne's reffing it?
No.
Since I see, Inception's reaction to the snakes there, this may be a really good idea.
Hey, Paige, you should totally get a boa constrictor.
And,
boas are cool. Snakes are awesome.
Let's see here. Since I am basically an advisor now, I'm not so much of a GM right now, but since I'm not running a show, I'm more of an advisor, which I kind of like this duty.
He said duty.
Yeah,
let me inform Miss Paige and Mr. Inception here. Just what waits for them come Saturday. It's going to be two rings. The two sides of the ring will be ropes. Two sides are going to have ladders around it. Use whatever you find under the ring, in the ring. Bring your own weapons down. Anything goes with it.
Hey, Mordrin.
To win? Hang on. You get to hear the fun part of your match still. You got to throw your opponent over the top rope or ladder, drag them through the snakes that are around the ring and up the ramp, and then put them through a table at the top. And it's all hardcore.
Excellent. That sounds fucking pretty sick to me, man.
Hey, Mordrin.
You got to use a throw move to put them through the table, by the way, and let everyone know you're doing it. Of course, you got to trash talk. But that will be what we see Paige and Inception in this Saturday.
Yeah, we want to see your trash talk, and we want to see what you're doing. So, yeah, get graphic, people. Get epic.
Yes, Paige.
I need a phone number.
And sure. Which one's that?
I need Scott's phone number. I need my cheese. I need his cheese grater.
Ah. I'll have to see if I can get that. I really haven't heard from him since he retired.
Well, you need to find him. He needs to come see his goddamn kids, just like you do.
I'm halfway around the country.
I don't give a good goddamn. You've been saying for how long you were going to come see him?
So, I mean, it's not like I can just, you know, jump over right now. I'm halfway around the fucking country. And right now I'm helping write Saturday's show with Doc.
Tank, quit typing.
Yay, she knows how to mute.
I think I do it fast, just kind of louder. Sorry.
Hey, someone needs to get me a fan to bring a keyboard so I can just beat her with it repeatedly and hopefully learn her a lesson about that.
I used to have a rubber keyboard, and it didn't make any noise. It was great.
Oh, a rubber keyboard.
You,
is that a name for your dildo?
Oh. Well, hey, Count. Count, why don't you, since I know you got plenty of money, put an ad in the paper asking for people to bring them.
Valid point. I will do that. It's only like $2
for
an ad.
Oh, I don't think so, Inception, because there's going to be no help in the match.
What the hell's a BOV?
It's a faction called Brotherhood of Violence.
BOV, yeah. That is actually no. BOV is a company. It's ran by Big Daddy Demented and Sid Demented.
Uh huh. But the members of that are also part of a faction.
Are they? Well, I was
yes.
For a while, so.
Certain members in that company. Great example. I used to run Eternity Enterprises, which had two different stables and like four different companies. Now, not everybody in there was a member of Eternity Enterprises, but quite a few of them were.
Speaking of which, Morgan, you want to get me my invite back to Sacrifice?
Yes, I will. Ah, he wants to bring some weapons, kind of like you did on that one. That's what it is.
Yeah, he can go get his little weapons. I can get more.
Well, Tank, I'll see you Saturday. I gotta go. I have shows to run.
Ew.
Well, I hope I see you.
Bye,
see y'all later. Thank you for the show, Realm. POV.
That's all for now, dude.
A beat. That's all, folks.
Well, then, like I said, it looks like we're going to have a very interesting event this Saturday over in UAWF. So for anyone that's catching the replay or anyone that's here that's not in UAWF, you see what you're missing.
Yes, dear.
So, I mean, that shows you what you're missing by not being there.
Well, I think you've got a freaking big card enough now. I mean, geez, you got, what is it, you versus Realm for some fucking title?
No, no title. This is just to prove a point.
This is just for fun.
Yep. You know, kind of like the old song said, Saturday night's all right for fighting. We're damn sure going to fight.
Damn right. Saturday night's all right for fighting and for hockey.
TMI.
Hockey? What? How was that TMI?
Oh, I thought you said, I heard a different word. I didn't hear hockey. I heard happen.
I said hockey.
I heard
Well, you need an ear candling or something, then.
No.
Potatoes out of there, eh?
I need less chair shot to the head.
Ain't that the goddamn truth. Mordred, give him more.
Oh, chairs are the least of his worries. Chairs are the least of his worries.
Okay.
Oh, trust me, it will be all good. It will be all good for sure.
It's whoever's typing, it's not me.
That's probably Rome.
Yeah.
Probably. No, he's muted.
Then who the fuck's typing
then? I don't know.
Oh, did I check a tank? My bad.
But so yeah, those that catch the replay or those of you who aren't in UAWF, I mean, this gives you an idea of what we're bringing to the table every week. So if you're not there, get there. So what else, other than, you know, pretty much booking the specialty part of the card, what else the fuck's been going on?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
Well, I've been doing a show with Punisher the past couple of nights. Actually, tonight will be my fourth show. He's been on for a week or so before me. That's been a lot of fun. You know, I must say it's one of the best shows that I can actually say, and I'm glad to be part of. It's entirely different than anything I've been a part of. Well, for myself, that is. It's pretty good. I like it. That's what happened to it. Oh, I'm kicking ass, too.
Well, Ram, other than getting your ass whooped on Friday night, what the fuck you been doing?
Licking my wounds and getting ready for this week's show. The rest doesn't stop for the wicked. This week we got tournaments coming up on deck. The office, the studio, whatever you're calling it, is going to be full again. But fortunately for me, it's not going to be with all women, so I should be okay.
You hope.
I hope.
Yeah.
But that was just so comical.
See, he prefers the sausage. Yeah.
That was so comical, watching you get your ass whooped that bad.
And for anybody that missed that, make sure you check out the replay. It's in the archives in the B2B scene for Back to Basics. I just
oh
updated today.
You
so
guys,
check it out.
Not only did he get his face eaten by the ladies, but every time he said or did something wrong, he was through a plate glass window, shot it over his head. Like, seriously, anything that could be found smashed over his head. I smashed a crown royal bottle over his head myself. You know, so yeah, it's kind of fun. So, how many?
Yeah,
staples?
I just sat back, drank, enjoyed it.
Yeah, seriously, how many staples?
Several.
Several. Lost count after 50.
I was more concerned with the plate glass. That's where the issues were.
Yeah.
That stuff's not as easy to break unless you're being thrown through it by a bunch of angry PMSing women.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on a second now. Hold on. I understand that when women hang around each other long enough that their menzies, they tend to sink. But none of us were PMSing that night. So I think you better be careful what you say or else you're going to get it again.
Yeah, round two is coming up, but it's not going to be for a little while yet.
Yeah, I want in on that.
I can't book it too close together because then that would just ruin the whole effect of show one.
Yeah, it does.
But that's what I got going on.
Oh, I'm going to so kick his ass. All right, I have to call my knife maker. I have to have some new knives inscribed and take them to the ring with me on Saturday night.
Well, good. Let's hear it.
He just called me fucking Pagey Poo.
Pagey Poo.
Tanky, do you want a matching scar?
I just test my system.
There's only one person that gets away with calling me Pagey Poo, and he's not on air.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take another bottle over here.
Pagey Poo.
Get him, Paige. Oh. It weren't me. Yeah, I'll take a bottle over. Yeah, I'll take.
Oh, well, we know Mordrin's in Italy. Who are you with, Mordrin?
Oh, right now I'm having a business dinner.
Yeah, business dinner doesn't fit in with the W's.
Well, I still got to make money.
Yeah, wine, women, whores, with it in with it.
Yeah, you know why he's got to make money? He's got to pay fucking child support and alimony.
I don't pay no fucking alimony. Who the hell are you kidding?
I want all the money.
You just gotta pay the fucking child support.
Oh, I have whiskey breath.
Well, boys and girls, I'm gonna head on out.
Alright, take it easy.
Alrighty, Realm.
So I'll catch you guys later.
Later, Realm.
Take it easy. Night,
Alright, we got.
Yeah, fuck you too.
We got about 6 minutes left, so if you're out there and you have not called in and you've got something you want to say or promote, get in. You know, I still see a couple of folks out there that I know have had some shit going on.
Yep.
So come on the air. Let's go.
Minimal time.
Doc hasn't called in a while. Doc needs to call in.
Where are you at?
All right. I'll do a little bit of promoting while we still got time.
Yeah, we still got some time, so.
Yeah. Join Punisher, the psychologist, and myself at 12:30 Eastern for Tanked and Punished. And I shall post links in chat. There's also a scene. Go find it. I can actually get you the scene right now for that. That's the show link. And this is the scene link.
Hey, Tank?
Yeah?
You did it again.
Did what again?
Look at the first link you posted.
Oh, my God. Okay, there is the link to the fucking storyline for my radio scene. Right there, okay? Never mind the link above it. Do that link. All right? Leave my fucking stone
oh my God.
And half drunk ass.
They know that link. They're already here.
Ah, suck my dick shit.
I think he's talking about Tanked and Punished.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. And this is the Tanked and Punished radio link, cocksuckers. There.
And also, guys, hurry up if you're in EWA and sign up for the bloody tournament for 16 wrestler bucks and a shot at the international title. I really want to get this fucking tournament underway, so hurry the fuck up.
Am I even in that company still?
Yes, you're still in the company. You're still my women's extreme champion, I should say. You're still the extreme champion there, baby. Don't worry.
Of course I am, because I'm the best extreme. I'm the best hardcore player there is. What, Mordrin, you disagree with me?
I don't know about the best.
Whatever, bitch. You're the one that left the division like a little bitch.
Were you even here when I left? When I said why I left the division?
I don't even give a fuck why you left the division.
Because it played into the whole thing of me coming back to the division. And there's going to be a real big education for all people on that this Saturday. As to why I'm back in the division.
You're going to type mute.
Hey, Inception? I wouldn't worry so much about Paige on this Saturday. Because if you really... Because I saw your little comment earlier that you'll go through everybody in the hardcore division.
Yeah,
I'm there now.
2 minutes left.
Yep, got a minute 50 left. The only thing that I would have really to promote is pretty much UAWF stuff going on, along with UAWF, of course, their sister company on that, Graveyard Radio Wrestling. I'll promote both of those there. I'm doing a lot of UAWF promoting tonight. But, you know, get over there as well. Paige, what you got?
Well, like you've already said, Sacrifice will be reopening, and if you guys want to come early, hit myself or Mordrin up. We're more than happy to have you sitting making some money. Might do a couple, you know, activity round robins just to keep people a little bit active. Eternity's full, so yeah, there's no need to promote that, but I will say all you group 1, 2, and 3 stables, get ready because we're coming to kick ass and take that title. I'm done.
Fucking it.
Alrighty, folks, we got about 45 seconds. So I guess no one else has anything to say. I'm going to straight say it. Peace out, fuckers.
Peace out.
Night, fuckheads. Okay, and we're officially into the end of the underparty.
Not just yet.
Okay. I'm gonna mute.
We will be soon. I'll do a short after party.
We can tell because I think someone's tired.
No. No.
All right, we're in the after party, guys.
No. Someone's in a bunch of pain.
Mm. Yes, I know. So you told me.
And no, I'm not going back to the hospital. Kiss my ass. To both the people that will sit here and try to talk me into it.
Hey, you're a grown-ass woman. You do what you want to do, but I just think it's more common sense to do that. But I agree, not everyone likes hospitals.
He knows who I was talking to.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, what the fuck's up?
Hey, you gotta admit, that's probably one of the most basic things that has caught on, apparently, as like a tagline.
Yeah,
I never intended it to.
Owie, owie, owie.
That's the funniest thing, it was never intended to be.
I'm going to have to go have a long conversation with Mr. Dez.
That'll be an interesting match to see. I'm looking forward to seeing that one. That one will be good.
I can't afford to take any more time off work.
That's fair enough that you can't take any more time off work, but I gotta ask the question as stupid as it may be to ask. What's more important, work or your health?
Oh my God. Remind me to stay off the feed.
Oh, why? What happened now?
You know better.
I don't know.
People talking shit.
Well, I think Conk's arguing with people.
What?
No, Dez and Inception.
Well, I haven't seen Dez say shit.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, because I'm about to take UAWF by storm. Oh, Jesus.
Or Inception. Yeah, good luck with that. I don't know if you guys saw the chat, but boy.
God.
Boy, he opened his mouth and inserted it big time.
I haven't seen Dez write anything. I only see that thing for bloody, what's your name?
Oh, no, Inception said in radio chat, after he goes through Paige, if I'm up for it, he'll take me out. Or something along those lines.
No, I'll tell you, hold on. I gotta...
Gotta fix something.
Inception said that, and then 2 minutes before Inception said his, Dez goes Saturday, this shit's gonna hit the fan.
Oh, well.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, he's right. Shit is gonna. He's right. Shit's gonna hit the fan. Here's when he
I'm looking forward to that match. I am looking forward to that match. El Doc had kind of an easy show coming up. We booked half the non-title show.
But
you got kind of an easy run with that.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes anyways. All right, well, I've got to get going because I've got to check what the hell's going on with this other business that's happening. So
yeah, I was seeing that.
I'll probably see you two over there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to join the call for a little bit. I do have to go to work in the morning if I don't end up in the hospital, but...
Oh.
You better care.
Did you get a hold of Cassie?
Yeah, I did.
Yourself,
sweet girl. Seriously, this is me going a bit OOC here, but friggin', you better take care of yourself, because otherwise I'm going to be flying over there and shit's going to really hit the fan.
Yeah, and
oh,
I mean, shit. I'm supposed to remember that.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Take care of your shit, woman. You and I've already had this talk.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. All right, I'm ending the episode, guys.
All right.
I will talk to everybody later. Peace out, fuckers.
Peace out, fuckers.